Sanderson about the winning ride on Freddy Two Shoes. Calvin, you must be pretty impressed with the way the horse hit the line tonight.
Oh, absolutely, Pete. Probably learned something from him last start. I pushed the button a little bit too far from home, but today I was really mindful of just holding up, because he has got a really good turn of foot. I was a little bit worried about barrier, the outside gate, but you know, when you have a lot of luck, ended up, you know,
fifth one
on the fence. Yeah, it was, you know, you couldn't have asked for better, and travelled like the wind. I had a bit of a long way home.
Mate, you wanted to be on him a long way from home, but the 500 mark, there was nothing else in the race that you wanted to be on.
No, well, I had a quick peep over my shoulder just before the home turn, because I wanted to sit there as long as I could, because I knew I had everything in front of me beat. I was just hoping something wasn't going to come around me and sort of hold me there, and you know, to his credit, you know, the horse, you know, he let down really good.
Bit of depth about him?
I think so, you know, he come over to us from Melbourne. They were sort of stretching him out to 1800, 1900 metres, and we've sort of freshened him up and take him down the beach all the time, and that's where he does all his work, and he loves it, you know, he loves getting in the water and the waves smashing into him, and he's just a, you know, new lease of life, really.
In the mounting yard, he's very headstrong.
That's the only time he does get sort of headstrong. He's a kid's pony. Everywhere else, you can do anything you want with him. Race day, he gets a little bit fired up. He knows what he's here to do.
All right, mate, well done. Let's hope the small winners to come. The last race today, and Launceston's a happy hunting ground for the Iceman. Let's hope it keeps up, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much, Pete.